Blog Talk Radio.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their it all, he wants it all, and he says, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today, serve me with your life now, he wants it all today, bow down, let go of your idols, he wants it all today. The God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, he's longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all, and he said, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today.
Once and all, hello UCA members and visitors. Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and the message. All right, and UCA Radio stands for United Christian Ambassadors. So if you are a true believer, a true lover and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you're in the ministry, whether small or big or small, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do for the glory of God, it makes you an ambassador for Christ, which makes you a UCA member. Amen? Amen. I am your host, Pastor Tamar McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, located at 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Just in case you want to visit, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Our services starts at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday in the afternoon, 1:30 p.m. So come and visit and worship with us, and you will be blessed. Praise the Lord. Okay, now call, text, or inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to dial in for this edition, this special edition of UCA Radio. The number to dial in, you know it, 646-668-8537. Or you can just look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, Alignable, or Instagram for this particular program and just click on the link or the picture, whatever you see, and you can listen from your computer this week and today and all this week, okay? So go ahead and do that. And if you don't want to dial in, just listen from your computer. Go to my Facebook page, and you can see the link for this particular show. And just click on the picture and sit back and relax, okay? Also, don't forget that I just released a book. It's called Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery. This is a must-read book for any Christian, even for non-believers. They should read this book because you will actually get to understand the God of the Bible, the God that we worship and serve. And you want to know him better. It will cause you to fall in love with him that much more once you begin to get some revelations and some unveiling as the Lord unveils himself to you. So read that book, order it today. It's available on Amazon, paperback, or electronically, ebooks. Okay, so go ahead and order the book today, Who is God? Unveiling the Mystery by Pastor T. Meyer McCain. Okay, go ahead and do that. Also, I'd like to invite you to visit our website. Okay, it's our webpage. It's www.churchofjesuschristministry.com. And there's no spaces. Just go ahead and put it in there, churchofjesuschristministry.com. Okay, and when you go on the page, you just look to the left, and you'll see some lines over there. So just click on those lines, and it'll help you navigate through all the pages. Okay, so go ahead and do that. You can even order the book from this website. Okay, also, there's a video. I have a video out, a music video called Jesus So Beautiful. You'd want to check that out too. It's all on the webpage. Okay, so go ahead and check it out. ChurchofJesusChristMinistry.com. All right. Don't forget to look for us on HSBN.TV, The Message of Life with T. Meyer and Tasila McCain. Make sure you tune in to that. You can watch us as often as you like on YouTube, or you can go to HSBN.TV and just and pick it up, or you can look at us. You can find us on our web page. All right, just go to media on the web page, and then click on the button that the media directs you to, and then you can take your pick with any of our shows that you want to see. Just take your pick and click on it and be blessed. All right, so that's my commercials for right now. So just hang in there. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
Looking over my yesterday, I realize I should have been.
listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Let's get into our message right now. Thank you, Jesus. First of all, Lord, I want to ask that you open the hearts and minds of the people that are listening to this broadcast. Open their hearts and minds, Lord, that they can receive your word, Lord. Let your word live in them and let them use the word of God that's in them and speak it out for your glory. In Jesus' name, at your appointed time, Lord, which could be any time. And we just ask that your spirit be upon them, everyone that's listening, Lord, and be upon me as I present this message, Lord, so that the true, pure revelation of the word of God can come forth. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. The name of this message is What's to Come, or What is to Come? What's coming? Times are changing. And we as Christians and as a nation and the entire world, for that matter, is going to be affected by these changes. Satan is going to unleash more demons, and God will unleash more angels. He's going to unleash more angels, and he's going to unleash his church, his last day church, in this hour. You see, a battle is on the horizon. So get ready for the next few weeks, months, and years. Not very many years, but just get ready for it, for what's really coming. Here's what's coming: persecutions and blessings, judgment, the wrath of God, and the kingdom of God breaking forth all at the same time, cursing and blessing at the same time. Let's break it down a little. What's coming? The answer, persecutions. Matthew 24, verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. You can see this happening now. It's beginning to happen now. A lot of Christians are being persecuted all over the world. You can see that happening now, and they're making the name of Jesus of none effect. And many Christians are being hated because of the name of Jesus, because we worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, some of us will suffer heavy persecutions because we're living in a time when God is spoken of as being evil, or good is spoken of as being evil, and evil is spoken of as being good. So as you go about to do good, you could very easily be persecuted. But don't give up. Keep walking, because your joy is coming. As it is written in Luke chapter 6, verse 22, blessed means happy. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake, for Jesus' sake. That they're doing this. Blessed are you, happy are you, because your reward will be great in heaven. Your reward will be great even on this earth. Yes, we are in this world, but not of this world. Therefore, we suffer bondage and persecutions at times. Just like in the Old Testament times, the children of Israel were tormented, persecuted, and even in bondage to Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Even so, the church will be in bondage and persecuted in this hour also by worldly leaders and the ungodly government systems of men, of man. It will be the same as the early church when the Roman Empire persecuted Christians, when the Romans actually persecuted Christians and Jews. The Jews even took part in the persecution of Christians during that time. Satan used Saul, you know Saul, a Jew, before his name was changed to Paul, to persecute the church and bring men, women, and children into prison. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues or churches, you know, that if he found any of this way, and the reason they say of this way is because their movement was called the Way, the Christian movement then. They weren't necessarily called Christians then, but their belief in their movement was called the Way. And he said if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Now that was Paul's plan, until the Lord intervened and converted Paul, converted Saul and changed his name to Paul after his conversion. Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. And as he, Paul, journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And this is strange how Saul answered. Paul, Saul, how he answered. He said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for you to kick against the pricks. To kick against the pricks. Like a bull that's plowing a field and the farmer kind of pokes him with a prick. It's a long stick with a little sharp point to it. Kind of pokes him with the stick, and the ox will kick back. And as the ox kicked back, he's causing more damage to himself. So that's why the Lord said it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. Paul, you're kicking against the pricks. You're persecuting my people. That means you're persecuting me. And he, Paul, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will you have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what you must do. And then, it was then, after Paul had met Jesus, instead of persecuting the church or persecuting Christians, he became a Christian and began to win souls for Christ and bring many souls into God's kingdom. Even his writings today are still encouraging and strengthening many Christians on this journey that we're on. However, both the Jews and the Christians were in bondage to an ungodly man-made government system during that time. And that system was the Roman Empire, which is, spiritually speaking, the same Babylonian system that the church is under today in this country and many other nations in this world. But God's judgment will come upon all the ungodly nations of today, just like his judgment came upon Egypt, Babylon, and all the other ungodly nations of that time. God even prophesied of his judgment upon Egypt in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. And God said to Abram, who was Abraham before his name was changed, he was Abram, know of a surety, this is what the Lord is telling him. He said, know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall be afflicted 400 years. And also that nation that's afflicting them, whom they shall serve, will I judge. The Lord said, I will judge that nation, talking about Egypt. And afterward shall they come out with great sins. Now, this was prophesying to Abraham about the children of Israel being in bondage to Pharaoh and the Egyptians hundreds of years before it actually happened. God told Abram what was to come, persecutions and judgment. During the time when God judged Egypt, he brought forth blessings to his people. It was judgment and blessing at the same time, and it will be so today in this hour. We will see blessings upon the people of God and judgment upon God's enemies. No plague that God brought upon the Egyptians came upon the Israelites. The frogs, the locusts, boils, hellfire and the thick darkness, none of those things were upon the children of Israel. The Lord protected them even from the angel of death as well. And some of these very things will be upon the ungodly in this hour. But just as the children of Israel had to follow God's instructions, we must follow God's instructions as well in this hour. They had to follow his instructions, and those who followed God's instructions were delivered from the death that was to kill the firstborn of all Egyptians. God instructed the children of Israel to put the blood of a lamb on the doorpost of their homes and eat the flesh of the lamb. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord, and the blood shall you, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. The blood on the doorpost was a prophecy of the blood of the Lamb of the Lamb of God, who is Jesus Christ, that will be on the doorpost of our hearts. Yes, as we partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, that's the sacrificial Lamb of God, and his blood is on the doorpost of our hearts. Those who obey during that time, their firstborn, those who obeyed during that time when the Lord told them to put the blood of a lamb on the doorpost of their homes, those that obeyed, their firstborn was saved, was spared. But those who didn't, their firstborn died. Even some of the Egyptians, those who feared God, those who feared the God of the Israelites, they put the blood of a lamb on their doorpost, and their firstborn was spared. God didn't kill their firstborn because the blood of a lamb was on the doorpost. It was cursing and blessing at the same time. I had a vision in my actual dream, I had a vision in the dream. You know, I was on my front porch, and I was on a porch, my front porch that I had when I was living in my hometown. I was on the front porch, came out the door, just stood on the front porch and looked up in the sky, and the sky opened up, and I went into a vision. The sky opened up, and I saw a city with big skyscraping buildings. But on the left side of this vision, I saw a city being destroyed, the same city being destroyed by a giant black tornado. However, on the right side of the same city, it was intact. On the right side, the city was intact. On the left side, it was being destroyed by a black, big black tornado. I mean, it ripping the joint up. But the right side, they were intact. And I saw on the right, I saw very, very bright lights coming down from heaven. These lights were brighter than the day, and it was a very clear day in this vision, but the lights was brighter than the day. These lights would come down from heaven, hit the ground and explode, and go up. As it exploded, it went up like fireworks. And when it came down, it hit the ground, and then it would explode once it hit the ground and become more fireworks. And this just went on and on, coming down, exploding, becoming more fireworks. This was the glory of God coming down. Then that big black tornado that was on my left jumped out of the vision and into my front yard. And it had dwindled down into a very, very little whirlwind, just a little whirlwind. It was smaller than me and very weak. I saw cursing on one end of the vision and a blessing on the other end. That's what's coming in this hour, blessings and cursings, judgment and the kingdom of God. So what's coming in this hour? The Antichrist, and the Antichrist system, which is already here. As it is written in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, little children, it is the last time or the last days. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last times, or we know that it's the last days. This is how we know that we're living in the last days even now, because there are many Antichrists. The entire world system is an Antichrist system that's going to continually increase with evil. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 and 8 through 18. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell except he that hath the mark. Only if you have the mark that came from this Antichrist, this false prophet, only if you have the mark will you be able to buy and sell, or the name of the beast upon you, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom, scripture says. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. That means 666, 666. But God's answer to that is in Revelation 14, chapter 1. Chapter 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. The name, the Father, God the Father's name is written on the foreheads of these people. And in the midst of the people is Jesus Christ, the Lamb, standing, not dead, but alive, standing, for he is the resurrected Christ. In the midst of these people is his church. God puts his name on our foreheads, which stands for the mind of God and God's purpose, his will, and his plan of the ages. That's the mark that God will use in this hour that will be upon us, because this is the government of God. Satan will try to fight back with his false church. Revelation chapter 17, verse 3 through 6. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. She was actually, this woman, to look upon her was beautiful. Beautiful, but inwardly she was full of blasphemy against God. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, the Christian men and women that she have killed, this church system has killed, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus Christ. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. It could deceive you, throw you off, because to look at this church, you would see beauty. It's a beautiful church. They're doing great things and all of this for people in the world, but they're deceiving the world. But God's answer to Satan's false church is in Revelation 12, chapter 12, verse 1. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and her head a crown of 12 stars. This is God's last day golden church, who will bring forth the man-child company, which is the manifestation of the sons of God. She will bring forth the sons of God. God's real church will bring forth his sons, That means sons and daughters. This is Jesus in the midst of his perfect seven golden candlestick last day church spoken of in Revelation. There will be rejoicing when God delivers us from this antichrist system, from Satan's false church. Revelation 19:13. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, Satan's false church. God has judged this great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged, God hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again, they said, hallelujah, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. God fights our battles and delivers us from his wrath. Yes, he delivers us from his wrath, the wrath that is to come. God's wrath is coming for sure upon the disobedient and the ungodly. So make sure that you are not walking in their lifestyle, because the wrath of God will be upon you as well if you are. Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. All of that, God's wrath is coming upon those who live that kind of lifestyle. But Jesus came to deliver us from the wrath of God if we submit to him and walk with and in him in this hour. That's why he is called Savior, because he is our deliverer. What is to come? The answer? Judgment. We will not be delivered from his judgment. None of us, for we all shall be judged. But keep in mind that all judgment isn't bad. There is a good judgment for God's people. So don't think that because you'll be judged that it's a bad judgment that will come down. God is merciful for his people. Revelation 3:5, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. This is the judgment upon you. If you overcome, you will be clothed with white raiment. That's God's righteousness upon you. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. You will live forever in his presence. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. But there is bad judgment for the ungodly, the disobedient, and for this beast system. Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. That's their judgment. Judgment comes to everyone, even for the fallen angels. Jude chapter 1, verse 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Bad judgment is for the false prophet, for demons, and even for Satan, who is the devil himself. Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, into which the beast and the false prophet had already been thrown. There they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Can you even imagine that? being tormented day and night forever. No relief at all. Okay, so what can we as Christians look forward to in this hour? The answer? Restoration. God will restore the joy of his salvation. Psalm 51, verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your free spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. God will restore what the enemy has taken from us. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. And I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. You see, God sent this army for punishment to his people, but he restored them. Why did he restore them? Because they repented. You see, if when you live in sin, the Lord will become an enemy against you. But if you repent and turn to the Lord with your whole heart, then he restores. Sometimes because of our unrepentant sins, the Lord will allow our enemies to take from us. But when we repent and call on his holy name, he will restore us and give back what we lost. The enemy has stolen from you, and sometimes it was your fault, and sometimes it wasn't. It is just an attack by Satan. Sometimes that's what it is. It's just an attack by Satan and his demons. Nevertheless, when we humble ourselves before the Lord, he will restore everything you lost, and then more. Just submit and humble yourselves to him. The Lord will even restore your very soul, as it is written in Psalm 23, verse 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God is going to put a right spirit inside of all of us, which is his Holy Spirit. All we have to do is ask for it, like David did in Psalm 51, verse 10. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. The right spirit is the Holy Spirit. What is to come? Answer, deliverance for God's people. Psalm 79, verse 9, help us, O God, of our salvation. For the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for your name's sake. What is coming to God's people? The answer, change. As it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 50, verses 51 through 55. Paul says, behold, I show you a mystery. This is the hidden truth. We shall not all sleep. He said, he's telling us, everybody is not going to die. That's what it means when it says sleep. We shall not all sleep. In other words, he's saying everybody is not going to die, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Those who are alive, we will be changed. The dead will be raised incorruptible. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. You see, when the dead is raised, they're raised incorruptible, and we are changed. We will become incorruptible. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. It has to happen. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Right now, death and grave, the grave has victory over people, but not God's people. We are to be changed into the likeness and image of the glorified Jesus Christ. That's our destiny. It was foreordained before the foundation of the world. We are to be changed into the glorified image. God's people now, the true believers, the true followers and lovers of Jesus Christ is to be changed into his image, and he is glorified now. He's not the same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee. He's the resurrected Son of God, the glorified Jesus Christ, and that's the image that we, his people, will be changed to. As it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So rejoice, people of God. Rejoice because what is to come is also something great and new. God said it himself. He said, behold, I make all things new. So restoration, healing, deliverance, provision, health, wealth, and a total new life is in store. Peace, joy, and security will be given to God's people in this hour. In this hour, what is to come? The ultimate, a new heaven and a total new world. Revelation 21, verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Amen. That's the message. Everybody, there's a war on the horizon, and God's people are going to be well equipped for this war. Don't worry about it. There's a lot of persecution and things going on right now, but God's people are going to be well equipped. We're going to be anointed, and that means when you're anointed, that means that you are ready for service. You're ready to serve the Lord no matter what it is. So everything is in place, the armies of heaven, even Satan's armies on this earth. Spiritually speaking, it's all in place. And the men of the world, they're getting their armies in place and getting their agendas going. This one world government and all the things that they got going in this world. And God is raising up strong Christian people that will be fully anointed with the sevenfold anointing of Holy Spirit and fire that will fight against Satan's army on earth and fight against the demons in heaven or in the spiritual realm. God's heavenly, holy army in heaven will fight alongside with his Christian people on earth, and God's new heaven and new earth will come in. So get ready. Get ready. Ready for war. Go ahead. Put on your attire, your garments for fighting, because it's time for war. Get ready.
We got the power.
We got the power.
We got the power.
In the name.
You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I have scriptures for you for this week. You might want to write this down. Matthew 24, verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Also Luke chapter 6, verse 22. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Let's continue. We've got Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Also another one, let's read Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 14. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward shall they come out with great substance. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And I'm grateful to all of our regular listeners that come every week, and they listen, and we've been getting some good feedback on some of the messages. They also tune in to Christian Talk with my wife and I on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., Now, as you know, UCA Radio, United Christian Ambassadors Radio, we come on every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, so you want to check your time zone. I know back east it would be 6 p.m., and different times all over the world. So check your time zone, and you can dial in or look for my post wherever you may see it, and just click on either the link or the picture so you can listen to it from your computer. Okay, so just like this program, you can listen. You're listening to it right now, and if you want to listen to it again, you can just find my post, click on the picture or the link, and listen to it again all week. All right. So thank you for tuning in, and remember that that Christian Talk is 8 p.m. every Wednesday. Sometime my wife and I will have a guest, or sometime we'll have TNT time where we will bring forth a message ourselves. And so we just thank you all for tuning in and be there. It's 8 p.m. Pacific, so it'll be 11 p.m. Eastern, and whatever time all over the world. So just do the same thing, either dial in or click on the post of the program, and you can listen to it anytime from your computer, the same night and anytime after that from your computer. Okay, now continue to be a light to many people as you go out to do your daily chores or go out to work and whatever you're doing, just as much as possible, be a light to people. And anytime the opportunity comes to you, preach the word of God, pray for people, be a light to many people. What it is that we just want the world to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. If the world believed, if we can minister to everybody, and if the world could truly believe, then I believe the world will quickly be changed into the kingdom of the living God. Don't go away. We'll be
back. Thank you. Thank you very much. This next song deals with people in every nation on the face of the earth. If they would truly seek the face of the Lord with all their hearts and receive Him, I think that this would be the beginning of the kingdom of God on earth. Listen.
The world is full of trouble, sickness and disease. People run to and fro. searching high and low for peace. But there shall be no peace, my friend, until we all lend an ear to the one and only God who can wipe away all our tears.
Oh, I tell you,
it's the world within, the Lord of Lords and the King.
That Jesus is King. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you all, and we will see you all next week at the same time. Bye-bye.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind.